is welcome to episode 16, bro.
Whoa.
Wait, did we do 16 last time?
You gonna be trying good, bro? What are you doing?
Backwards.
Oh my God. Man was really gonna let me run the episode like that.
Alright. Is it really 16? We're flying.
16, yeah.
Three episodes a week is flying.
Yeah, we're going crazy.
Alright,
we're going nuts, so.
Alright,
are you ready, Freddy?
Okay, you're just doing it.
We have to.
Somebody said you have to say that, so we're saying it.
Alright. Nick.
Yes.
Nick.
Yes.
Would you rather be my height or wrestle a gorilla?
Give me the gorilla.
Stop, bro.
Give me the gorilla.
I'm not even short, bro.
No, you're 5'6".
No, I'm not.
There's no
They're
way.
They're going to believe you,
There's
bro.
There's no way on earth that I'm going to take your... You said fight a gorilla?
Wrestle a gorilla.
Like a silverback?
Yeah.
Like a silverback.
Yeah, like a normal...
That's not a normal. A silverback's not a normal gorilla.
What's a normal gorilla? When I think gorilla, I think the dude from Tarzan that...
Yeah, is that a silverback?
Yeah, I think.
Is there how many breeds of gorilla are there? Is there one?
There's just one.
And it's a silverback?
Yeah. For this sake of this argument, it's definitely a silverback gorilla that you have to wrestle.
Like a full grown, like...
Yeah,
like Papa, daddy. Like
Papa Bear. Papa Gorilla.
Like King Kong, but normal size.
Yeah.
Wrestle him or you're... Yeah, give me the gorilla.
Stop
yeah,
well, it!
Without a
Why?
Doubt. There's no way on earth, dude. I'm too used to being average height.
You're tall. Stop it. You are above the normal height of a human. It's not my fault you have a longer back.
A long back?
Yeah, bro. It just don't stop. Especially by your buns areas.
No, my back is compressed from carrying the podcast.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, dude. I'm wrestling the gorilla. I'm not saying I'm winning, but I would rather wrestle the gorilla than be your height the rest
That's
of my life.
That's disrespect, bro.
No, it's
I'm a
not.
Solid 6'1".
I'm just thinking of all the opportunities I would miss out on if I was your height.
That's so disrespectful, bro.
I'm just kidding. No offense to the short. To the short people.
I'm not short.
The shorter people. Shorter people. No offense. No offense to people.
Shorter are, than you because you're...
I just wouldn't have played as much basketball as I did. I, you know, I wouldn't have had to get so much down from the top shelf. That's a plus.
We're moving on. We're moving on. All right, this next one's a Patreon question.
Okay, Patreon question.
This one comes from...
Yeah.
Cade.
Cade. C-A-D-E?
That's it. That's
Cade.
The one.
Thank you, Cade, for being a Patreon supporter.
He said, would you rather
okay.
wear rubber gloves the rest of your life or a swim cap?
I've never tried on a swim cap.
You never tried one on?
You've tried one on?
Yeah, I used to swim on a swimming team.
You did say that one episode.
Yeah.
A swim team?
Yeah,
but you didn't shave your arms and legs, did you?
I was a child.
You did.
No.
Oh, a child.
Yeah, I was a kid.
Swim cap or rubber gloves every day or a swim cap every day?
Yeah, the rest of your life.
So there's no point in having hair on your head if you have a swim cap.
Yeah, you would never grow your hair out again.
No, there's no
Think
point.
Think how bad that would be?
Wait, could I get it like perfect fit and skin tone color? I probably could. There's no rules on that. It would just look like I was bald.
You'd just get
bald.
A bald cap?
Yeah.
No.
You
gotta
that.
Get one that says Speedo across the side.
And I could just wear a hat.
Bro, no. You can't find ways around this. No,
I just
no.
did. You can't. You telling me I gotta wear the Speedo brand?
Yeah.
Like I got the logo tattooed on the...
Hot Rod Red.
Or gloves? Skin tight gloves or like...
Just regular rubber doctor gloves.
Like,
don't do this. I don't know if that was.
No,
don't do that.
Or Breaking Bad, like, type gloves.
Like the long ones?
Yeah. Like no. those type gloves? Like late, he said rubber, not latex.
You're right.
Rubber is like
that's
you're
a lot.
Cleaning with bleach.
I was going to go gloves until I heard that. And now I'm like, that in the
no,
summertime.
And it's sweaty.
Think how smart you would look, though.
No.
You'd look like a scientist anywhere that you went. If I saw someone with rubber gloves on, I'd be like, yeah, he's a scientist.
No, you think murderer.
He's smart.
You think he just cleaned up blood and buried someone in his bathtub.
Or you think Dexter's Laboratory.
No, you think Dexter. I guess I'm going swim cap.
Yeah, I feel like you have to. I was really trying to make a debate for the other side, but
I think I'm going swim cap, and I'll just
oh, dude, you wouldn't have fingerprints. Murderer. See, now you're got more it. Yeah, murderer. Got it. That's good a bad night. Idea. It got bad it. Idea. Anyway, thank you, Cade, for the question.
Yeah, appreciate thanks, Cade. No, what is it? All right, bet. All right, hit me.
Everyone saying we're good?
Yeah, we're good still.
All right. Oh, for everyone on the audio, we're live streaming this for the first time, which is why we're doing being a little, you know, back and forth.
Okay, hit me.
Would you rather kiss an alligator or kiss a bear?
On the with tongue, like with tongue, or just like a Frenchie, or
nowhere does it say you have to.
Yeah. No, I was I was fantasizing. Yes, I mean I was visualizing.
Yes,
with tongue.
Yes,
and is it consensual?
No.
No.
Wait. Yes.
It's consensual. Like yeah. We're all into it. Like we're both like we made the eye contact, and now I need to make out with a bear or make out with an alligator. It's a fly.
Yeah.
I'm thinking what has a bear been eating, and what has an alligator been eating? An alligator's been eating sushi.
No.
Yeah, in my mind, that's what an alligator eats. An alligator eats sushi and small dogs.
An alligator is eating sushi
and small dogs.
Where do you get sushi's like
raw fish?
No, it's made up food. Huh? Sushi's not real food.
What?
Stop. I thought it was like processed.
What? No.
What?
What? No.
Cakes. I didn't think it was real.
Cakes.
What?
What?
I know it's fish, bro, but I didn't know it was like real fish.
No, stop. Are you you're joking, right?
It's wrapped in like rice.
I know it's wrapped in rice.
Yeah, so I thought that like it was made from a factory.
Factory made sushi.
You can find sushi in the water? Sushi's a fish?
Oh no. Guys.
Alright, bro. Do you dry your back when you get out of the shower?
I do dry it, and I dry it last.
I don't dry it.
No, stop. At all?
No, never. I get out, towel, boom, 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 boom.
No back.
Never the back. Back of the legs, for sure. Back of the back, never.
I put it on like a cape, and then I drag it up over my body. I put it on like a cape, and I have it there, and then I drag it so I get it. I've once or twice, handful of times, have hung it up on the rack on the door, put my back on it, and done this.
See, that seems like so much work. I can't get
you just
back
throw a shirt on, bro?
Yeah. Yeah, everyone does that. If you're saying that you don't do it, you're a liar. I think you're lying to me. Of course, I put on a shirt and dry it off, and then the back of your shirt gets watery, but then it's fine, it dries, it's cool. That's too much work, bro. Going back and forth, sawing your back?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
All right, visualize this, all right?
This is what I am good at.
You're in a stranded desert, right?
Well, I'm not. I'm stranded in a desert.
Right.
Or the desert's stranded and I'm in that desert.
Yeah, you're alone in a desert.
Okay, I'm alone and I'm in a desert.
I'm also alone in a separate desert.
Okay.
But of equal, like... conditions.
Strandedness. Yeah, got it.
Who's living longer, dude?
Me.
What?
I'm a bigger man and I can hold more water. I have more water stored up. Your water tank's going to run out way before you're such a little body. There's not a lot of water that can fit in such a little body.
See, I was going to let you run that course. I knew you were going to go that route. I knew you were going to go that route. And you are just you, don't... Go ahead.
Are you eating a scorpion if no. you find one? No. You're not eating
yeah.
a scorpion.
Will I? Yeah.
You will eat one.
But that's not my first route of measure.
What kind of desert? Are we talking like The Mummy?
I've never seen that movie. But I'm assuming it's just like Egypt, right? Yeah, like
I think
Egypt.
It's Egypt.
Yeah. But I'm talking my first course of action.
Is there anything to eat in the desert? Like a bird maybe if you get lucky?
Eat like some cacti, some cactuses.
I don't know. I don't think cacti.
Bro, first course of action.
Okay.
I'm finding a camel, bro.
You're just going to find a camel.
Yeah, they're in the desert.
The camel will be stranded too, right?
Yeah, but with me?
Do you think a camel, like if like a you picture a coconut and then a camel hump. You know how people take little and they stick them in a coconut?
Do you think you do it to a camel's hump? You
stab a camel? No, right in the hump. You can get some water out of it. Do you think it's possible?
There's water in there?
That's where they store the water.
No.
Those are water storage bubbles.
I thought it was just like convenient seats.
No.
They have water? No, I didn't really know.
Yeah, they store water up in that joint. For real? I mean, you could fact check me, but I am 30% positive.
That's pretty high.
Yeah.
That's pretty high for a random fact like yeah, that. I might actually believe you just off the rip. That's how rumors
can you confirm? Can you confirm? It's a myth. Someone said it's a myth. No. It's not a myth. This is legit.
Yeah. If that's the case, I'm finding a camel and I'm stabbing its back.
Are you living longer than me?
Yes.
Honest. Be honest.
Honestly. Okay. Look at me.
Friend of friend.
Friend of friend.
Be honest. Are you living longer than me, stranded in a desert?
However long you will last, double it. That's how long I will last. How long do you think you can last? I'm giving you 3 days tops.
3 days?
I can make a week.
Are you walking or are you just sitting down and accepting it?
No, I'll build a little sandcastle. Like, I'll build a hut out of sand. I'll have my camel, my castle. What more do you need, bro? Unlimited water in that camel.
Next question. Next question.
I'm built for some sandstorms, dude. You ain't.
Come on.
Not with that ankle.
Come on. This man talking about a sandcastle out here.
Could you? Okay, it's off the same kind of idea.
Uh-huh.
Could you survive in a jungle for 24 hours? But every hour, they add a new wild animal that could potentially kill you.
It kind of reminds me of the Hunger Games. Because the thing was a clock. And every hour, they send in a new element to deal with.
Yeah. But this one's like...
Long story short, absolutely. What animal... Not, what animal... What animal taking me, dog?
A jaguar. A panther.
No.
Any normal-sized monkey.
No, I am... If not Mowgli... I am Mowgli equivalent. How long, Mowgli out there just vibing, dog.
That's a children's
not
book.
Not just vibing, thriving.
That's a children's book.
I'm pretty sure he spoke to animals, right? Like, they sung songs together. Picture me, same. Put me in his shoes.
He doesn't wear shoes.
What animal is taking me, dog? Be realistic.
I know we're gonna, I really didn't want to circle back to this. A bear's taking you, Nick.
A bear is taking not you, bro.
Taking me. Blue is taking you.
I told you. Maybe a pizzly. That's it. What else?
Jaguar.
No.
Panther.
No.
Gorilla.
We can hope. Is it gonna go in increments? Are they starting with like here comes an iguana?
It doesn't matter.
Like iguana's gonna take me out? No. I'll squash him.
Yeah.
Matter of fact.
Okay. I give you iguana, Nick. Yeah, I give you iguana.
Iguana ain't nothing to it. And then what? It gets incrementally worse? There's 24 animals they can throw in every hour?
Yeah, there's more than 24 animals in the jungle.
No, maybe species.
You taking a lion, bro? King of the jungle?
I'm not taking a lion. I am as humble as it gets, and I am not taking a lion. I'm as humble as it gets, and I cannot take a lion. But no, I cannot win a lion. I'm honest.
Scenario where you have to take a lion, like, even though you think you're not going to be able to win, what is your course of action to take on said lion?
To take a lion? Lion's
okay,
coming
so
at
saying,
me.
So we have Simba, we have Mufasa, that's like the difference.
Yeah, Simba
we're talking
don't stand
about Simba
chance.
Just grew his mane out. So not full.
So he's adolescent.
Yeah. I'm going to make it a little bit easier on you.
He's inexperienced.
Yeah.
He's never fought a human before.
Still a lion. Most lions haven't fought humans, but continue.
Simba for sure. Adolescent Simba for sure hadn't fought a lion. Fought a human.
Sure.
He's still leaning on dad for advice.
I'm still leaning on my dad.
I am taking an adolescent lion.
Okay.
I am manhandling an adolescent lion.
How?
First of all, it's going to be... You ever seen two girls fight in high school?
Just grabbing their hair.
Grabbing the hair. I am both hands on that lion mane, and there is no, I'm not letting go. And I'm going to tire him out. I'm going to ride on his back. I'm tiring him out. I am holding on to that lion mane and not letting go.
You going to ride it like a rodeo?
No, I'm gonna be drugged behind it for a while. He's going to jump around, maybe take me back to his lair. But I'm not letting go. And he's going to be tired. And then I'm gonna put him in a Stone Cold Steve Austin. And I'm going
to... You cannot get your arm around a lion's
and
neck,
an adolescent
bro.
Lion. An adolescent lion.
Okay. You come with way too much confidence on that. Full grown lion...
It seemed like I've been there, done that. Full grown lion, no.
Okay.
I'm an honest man.
How would you approach it? If you
full,
had to.
Full yeah. grown lion?
Had to.
I'm grabbing a stick. I'm putting a stick in his mouth. He's gnawing on it. Gnawing on it. He's trying to get to my throat. I'm not letting him. I got the stick. And then he bites the stick in half. And then I got two sharp points. And I put them right in his neck. Right in his neck. Nothing to it, dude.
You go straight for the neck?
Nah, because I got the stick. And he's gnawing on it. And he bites in half. I'm like, putting it right in the neck, dude. To right in the blood vessels. And he's bleeding out. He's bleeding. He's like, he's whining. He's crying. And I throw him down the cliff like Scar did. And I leave him down there and tell Simba, go get him.
What the hell?
And that is on. Yeah, I'm going to take a lion. Fully grown.
Now you think you
I'm
can.
I'm changing it up because I just lived it. I was in a scenario. I'm getting back to my family. A lion can't take me in the wild, dog. Not in that scenario. Now what come after a lion?
How big's your stick? It's a stick?
It is a nice size stick. I would in fact might call it a log. I might call it a log. It's in between
it's
a stick
area.
And a log.
It's a gray area.
It's bigger than a stick, it's smaller than a log.
I hate you, bro. I hate you. Wow. I almost believed you for a second.
You should.
And then I was like, no, but I'm happy for you.
You should, because I'm taking it. I'm taking it.
This is a question I really need your full attention on.
Yeah, okay.
If you were a pirate,
uh-huh.
but you could only have one pirate accessory, what are you going with? We're talking parrot, eye patch, pirate hat,
wooden,
peg leg.
Wooden leg. One pirate
only
accessory.
Only one. Telescope.
Oh, compass?
Compass.
Ship?
No.
Okay,
that's
no.
not an accessory.
Just like,
yeah,
okay,
like wear it.
It's not on his body. All right. I just need to confirm. Pirate accessory.
Yeah.
Telescope thing.
Yeah, it folds up real cool.
Yeah. Gold?
No.
Okay. No gold. Gold's out of the question. I'm not taking a peg leg. Why would I want a peg leg?
Yeah.
You can take a peg
yes!
leg? For what?
It's cool.
You have to wear it?
Yeah.
Or is it like,
you take it off, bro?
No. Bah, no, you don't bah. Take it off. Like your knee's chopped off at the chin.
Yeah, bro. You put it back. It's like a plunger. You take it off at
you
night.
You want one
bed.
Leg?
Yeah.
Nah,
yes.
Bro. Nah, bro. Nah,
peg leg?
Bro. Give me the map. Give me the treasure
You're being
map.
You're so boring, bro.
Give me the treasure map.
You're not even taking a parrot? I thought you'd at least go parrot.
Yeah, I'll take a parrot.
No, you take your map, Nick. Oh, I know where I'm going. Well, I have a peg leg and a parrot. I get both. Because you made a dumb decision, I get both.
No, I'm going to sail the seven seas.
I ain't trusting you. I'm not getting on
I
your boat.
I got the map.
You don't even have a peg
you
leg.
You don't even know how to get on.
You're not even a real pirate.
You first of all, you got to walk on because I'm taking the ship with the map. And you got to walk on with a peg leg.
I trust no pirate captain without a peg leg. And that's facts. I'm getting on no ship from
then,
no pirate
then
with no peg leg.
I'm taking the eye patch too. Mm-hmm. I've been in battle and survived.
Okay.
Yep. I got an eye patch.
I'm taking a pirate hat.
I got an eye patch, a map.
With the skull on it.
No.
Yeah.
Hand embroidered?
Yep. Stitched myself from the skulls of my enemies.
Okay. Okay. Next question. The skulls of my enemies.
And I get the boat.
No, I got the boat already.
No, you didn't say it.
I did. I said I got the boat and the map and the eye patch, and I'm out of there, leaving you to walk home with your peg leg and parrot.
Okay, well, I get the treasure map.
That's on the map I have.
No,
that's the map.
No, you have a map.
There's
I have
one map.
No,
the map of the seven seas, and I got the treasure packs, marks, and spot all over them. That's my map. I took the map first.
I ain't getting on the boat because you ain't got a peg leg.
I'm saying you're not allowed on the boat. You're walking home.
In the water?
Come on, bro.
What do you think your ugliest body part is? And I'll let you know if you're telling the truth.
My dent in my chest.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, Dent more. Brothers. We got dents in our chest.
We Harvey Dent.
What's it called? The name for it. Pectoralitis or something.
It's like, that's not your ugliest part.
Yeah, okay. We're not going to finish this question then. Dang, that's joint. I'm looking at the ceiling the whole time. I'm sure somebody better told me. Come again? My face. Okay.
Just your whole face.
Yeah. You know what yours is? Your earlobes.
Stop it. You know I'm insecure about that.
Your earlobes, bro.
You know that's my best feature, and I'm not even going to worry about it.
No, if somebody told you that to make fun of you because they're ugly. You have ugly earlobes.
Bro, I think we ran through my questions.
No, there's more. Hold on.
I have another Patreon longer. Do we want to save
it? Let's run. Let's run it, dude. What's the name?
Ron Moz.
Ron Ma.
R-O-N-M-O-Z.
Ron Moz. Two words. Ron Moz. Mr. Moz.
Very interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
Does one of your armpits smell worse than the other?
That's a question, isn't it?
Like on average. It's like right now it might be one way, but like on average, you know? Okay.
Left. 100% left. 100% left, without a doubt. Not even close. Left.
Left. 100%. No going back. Left. I mean, 5 times worse. Yeah, and I put deodorant on this morning. 100%, five bad more points left.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it confirmed? Confirmed? What about y'all?
Mine are the same.
The exact same? Yeah, like, you same. Just smell fantastic, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't say that.
Yeah. No, that's real bad.
100% left confirmed. My gosh. Would you rather be a vampire or a werewolf?
Wow, that's a question.
Wait, vampires, just to confirm, vampires are...
Oh, easy.
No, stop it. Just to confirm, vampires are indekillable. What's the... They're immortal. Undelivable.
Immortal.
They're immortal.
Immortal.
Immortal, as I said.
You said mortal.
No. Vampires are immortal, correct?
Right.
Like, that's a fact.
They're immortal and you're immoral.
But you can kill them.
Like, with werewolf. A wooden stick.
And garlic.
And garlic bread.
But other than that...
They're chilling. They're cool.
They're into...
Oh, in the sun.
Yeah, sun's bad news. They sparkle in the
I'm
sun.
I'm going werewolf, dude.
Are they into killable?
That's not a word, bro.
Are they?
Yes. No. They're killable. They're just people, but wolves sometimes.
So they're just... So they can... On command. I watched
it's
Twilight.
It's not on command. It's only on a full moon.
No, Twilight, they can do it anytime they feel like it.
You're going to base this off of Twilight, bro?
You gotta
look about the history, bro. It's not any time. They just did that because it made the movies easier. Once a month, when the moon is full, you turn into a werewolf.
That's it?
That's it. Once a month. It's like a man period.
Vampires only survive off blood.
Right, they can't go out at daytime.
They only drink blood?
Right. Yeah, that sounds terrible, bro.
No.
I'm going werewolf.
Is that a fact? They only drink blood.
That's a fact.
When you turn into a werewolf, can you accidentally kill your family?
Yeah.
Or do you have control?
No.
You can accidentally
kill
your
Jekyll
family.
It's like Jekyll and Hyde. You're like... Aah!
Oh, no.
And then you just...
Shoot.
I'm going to kill you. You never watched Harry Potter?
I probably
have. You read the books, bro.
Well, I don't know. I didn't read them all, and I don't know. I was eating Whoppers, and it was like...
It's the third book. He turns into a werewolf.
Who did? Hagrid?
No, the professor, dude. Professor, help me out, guys. Professor McGonagall. Not McGonagall. Professor Lupin. That seems more accurate. Yeah, he turned into a werewolf, and he's like, Harry, you gotta go, because I'm gonna kill you.
I might have to go vampire. No, I don't know. Because then you'd have to, like...
You look like a vampire, dude.
All right, dude.
Actually, no, you don't. A vampire would never have a beard.
All right, bro.
When you picture a vampire, do you picture a beard?
On a vampire?
Right.
No.
So you can't be one. So you have to be a werewolf.
Vampires aren't allowed to have beards, right? Or they can't grow them? They never get old enough to have one, or...
That's a great question. Yeah, I don't know. But you'd have to go werewolf because you have a beard.
And I just have to, like, make sure, like, I fly elsewhere.
Oh, but you can fly. That's a perk.
Wait, who can fly?
Vampires.
Vampires can fly?
They turn into bats. What do you... You don't know anything about this, do you?
Vampires can fly.
They turn into bats.
In my mind, I'm just Twilight.
Yo, we got a $25 question. That's what's up.
That means we're going to ask it. White Ghost with the $25 super chat. You are being asked. If you had to choose a color to never see again, what would it be?
But ask me for the TikTok.
If you had to choose a color, cakes.
Hey, Nick, what are you going
to
ask me?
If you had to choose a color to never see again, what color would it be?
Red.
No.
Stop. I feel like red's just holding me down, bro. Red stop signs. Red Gatorade. Not a fan.
Red?
Red. It's...
What red. Are you wearing a black hoodie now?
I'm not wearing a shirt.
You just can't see it at all? How see it's what? See-through?
See
red.
What?
So you're saying red?
Yeah, red. I don't know.
No, red?
When you think of red, it's just like negative.
Like the sunset.
Yeah, I see the yellow part of it. It's fine. And you just, it's just like a negative connotation with red. You're like, ugh, anger.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what you see with red?
Yeah. What are you going?
I have to see green.
Why?
I have to see blue.
Why?
Can we be really specific with the color? Like, burgundy.
No. Primary, secondary.
Turquoise.
No.
So primary, secondary. That's red, green, yellow.
Red, green, blue.
Blue, yeah. Yellow, orange.
Purple.
Purple. Red, green. Yellow's in the sunset. I like sunsets. Yellow, red, and orange are all in sunsets. So is pink. Could you say pink?
No.
I mean, he might. He might be following up. Somebody said orange. Wow, this is tougher than expected.
It's not.
Purple's in there?
Yeah.
What's purple?
The Ravens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, purple. I guess purple, right?
No, red.
I'm saying purple.
Purple is kind of a useless color. Like, not a lot of things are purple.
Yeah, what is purple that you need? I mean, like, my favorite Skittle is purple.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite...
Well, you can still enjoy the flavor. It's not like they don't exist. It's just you can't see it.
My favorite popsicle is purple.
Now, are we saying that anything that's color is invisible, or you just can't see it?
Like, you can't see it, it's invisible, or, like, it's just gray.
Oh.
Is it just gray? It switches to gray.
That's... I'd rather it be invisible.
This You'd is rather like, it be, in, like, you just can't see the whole thing?
Then I'm thinking I could have my own invisibility cloak. But I guess it would only be for me, right?
Yeah. You're the only one that can't see it. You talking about, I got an invisibility. You know, you walk around with a red sheet on. Everybody can see you.
Like, what are you doing? I'm like, I can't see me.
No, bro. Dang, I'm going purple. Absolute. Absolutely yeah. Purple. Yeah. And you're going?
Red.
Red.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Purple, actually. Yeah, it would be gray. Someone said it would be gray. Wait, as if it doesn't exist. Is the white ghost said the thing. So as if it doesn't exist.
Yeah,
like,
so.
It disappeared. Like if I said green, I am now see-through. Is that what you're saying?
Then I'm getting my cloak, bro. But no, it would
no,
only
but
be
you're
green.
The only one that can see it. I don't know. How long have we been 24 on here, which means we got a full episode by now.
Yeah, so we should wrap it, right?
Yeah, let's
wrap it. We're going to hang on here for a second, but...
Yeah, we're going to hang out on live after we wrap the show, so just peep for a minute.
All right, guys, on audio, appreciate you. Hopefully the live thing wasn't too strange for y'all. If you made it this far, you probably rock with us a little bit. So if you want, you can support us on a couple of different things. We have a Patreon with a couple tiers with different stuff that comes with it. And we also have a merch shop where you can grab some cool hoodies and hats and stuff.
Feelsright.shop.
Feelsright.shop.
So www.
That's the one.
Appreciate and that's it you. For that episode.
See y'all next time.